Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I want to chat about this new unmarked Garda lorry. It's a new Scania truck. It's all part of Operation Umper and it's out and about. It's there. It's been launched today to try and catch bad behaviour on the roads. And effectively, they're going to try to utilise the elevated height of this truck to peek down, to look down, to look in on the cars below and to catch you motorists if you're on the phone and you're not wearing your seatbelt. And I want to know, is this the radical approach that we finally need? Kieran is with us on the line today in Dublin. Kieran, is this a step in the right direction?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I think it is. We know that there's been a huge problem with an increase in deaths on the road and that the RSA has called on the guards for more enforcement. And to be fair, that seems to be what they're doing here. There is a culture of impunity amongst people driving that, you know, they're very unlikely to get caught for these things, for these offences. And we know from surveys that have been done that there's high incidences of people using mobile phones and doing other activities within cars, which is extremely dangerous behaviour. So absolutely, the more enforcement we can get on this, I think the better.
Well, I don't know how many times on this programme we have talked, Kieran, in recent months about, you know, ways to try and reduce the number of accidents on our roads and road fatalities. And every single time we chat about it, callers ring in and they tell me it's all about a lack of enforcement. And we need more guards and more guards need to be out and about and be seen to be out and about. So that is what's been launched, albeit they're in an unmarked lorry. But you might ask, why is there not more of them?
Yeah, and I'd add to that as well. It's not, I mean, the lorry is doing dual carriageways and motorways, which is great. And it's obviously an issue there. But it's not going to be a solution for urban areas. And we know that there are ways of doing it in urban areas as well. Like in the UK, for example, for like the last 5 or 6 years, there have been police going around on the upper deck of double-decker buses and doing basically the same thing that these guys in the truck are doing. And cycling groups here have been for years calling for more Gardaí on bikes, because when you're cycling around a city or a town on a bike, you see all sorts of behaviour that you wouldn't see if you were sitting in the car next to the people. And the things that people are doing as they drive in to work in the morning is crazy, really. So, you know, more Gardaí on bikes, Gardaí on the upper deck of double-decker buses. There's all sorts of ways that we can that this kind of behaviour can be enforced. And then, you know, there's also, you know, we have this issue with resources, but you know, we've been calling for years for an online video portal where people can actually upload video footage that the Gardaí can then use as evidence. And again, this is something the UK has had for years and we've been promised here for a long time. And I think the latest news is that it's going to come in 2026. But, you know, we've been told before that it was imminent. So, you know, that would allow people to upload camera footage from the bikes and help the Gardaí in the enforcement. And that sort of evidence is something that that police forces in the UK are very grateful for and use regularly to enforce law.
What about you, Leah? You've only recently passed your driving test. Do you agree with Kieran? Is this the right approach to trying to clamp down on bad behaviour?
Hi, guys. I think, yeah, I mean, like, as a new driver, the M50, I have to be honest, I was on the M1 there yesterday for the first time, and it is definitely a frightening experience when it's, you know, you're so fresh to the scene. And
why?
So I do, oh gosh, like, I'd be concentrating the whole line just to be able to avoid the people who are just crossing over the, you know, onto the fast lane, and they're obviously not paying attention to the fact that I was right behind them and I was at a reasonable distance, but they're just coming in on me, and it's very, very stressful. But I have seen in my own short time so many people just on their phones, and I'm just like, they're hyper vigilant of everything that's going on in every single car around me, and it's you know, as a newbie, it's quite frightening. And I think the whole idea of the guards up on the trucks, it's an interesting concept. I definitely agree there needs to be someone that's kind of there and paying attention to it. I'm surprised that this is the tactic that they're going for, because I know in other countries they have cameras, you know, they have these big arms that kind of cross over the motorways, and they, you know, track things, and they automatically are able to take the reg number and the person in the car who's doing it, and it sees directly in through the car. Obviously that's an imperfect system, but it's surprising to me that they're going with you know, the sort of manpower, especially because I actually think that it's probably more useful to have people out in urban areas and in rural roads, like in the countryside and things, where I'm seeing a lot of very scary drivers as well, right, as a new experience. So I don't know, there's some pros and cons to this, but personally, it's just a very surprising approach because I've experienced in other countries that, you know, they have kind of more high-tech approaches to this sort of work. But yeah, that's sort of my feeling on it.
Yeah, interesting text in from a listener. I don't have the answer to this. What about cars with dark windows? The blacked out window, can the camera see inside it? I don't know.
Yeah, that is apparently a problem. Other people have been telling me that that would be a problem. But I know that they're illegal in France and other European countries. Are they illegal here in Ireland? Like, I feel like they should be.
Julie is with us. Do you think this is the right approach from the guards and an unmarked Scania truck, high elevated truck, Julia?
I'm not going to say A or nay for the elevator truck, but what I will say is, if the law that's there already is enforced, like your first speaker said, it would help a huge amount enforcing the law. I walk a road here every day, and it's a 50 kilometre. I have reported to the police umpteen times the speed on it, and it just keeps happening, you know, and that to me is, you know, it is testimony of, I've never seen a policeman on that road.
And what about even now, a speed van? Would you see that?
I did contact the speed van people, and I never saw a speed van there. I think I did once, but it was at the very top where the cars slow down anyway because there's traffic lights. Now, another thing I'd just like to bring into this equation is, we're talking about mobile phones here. What about the screens in cars? You know, the screens that you can see where you're going, you know?
Mm.
Are they not a distraction as well, like, if we're pinpointing something that distracts people, you know, are they not, you know, part of the problem too?
The Google Maps or something?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I've used Google Maps myself, but I depend on the voice. I have her talking to me.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of them, and certainly in newer cars, whatever's on the screen in the centrepiece between the driver and the passenger, it often reflects, I certainly don't have a new car, but I know from being in other people's cars, it can often reflect onto the dashboard in front of the driver, you know, so you have that literally in front of your eyes.
All new cars have these screens now. And I mean, I don't know, we know what the answer is, but I suppose, you know, again, it's probably training people when they are doing driving lessons, etc. But, you know, this seems to be another gimmick that's put into cars to distract the driver.
Was there much, Leia, you mentioned you've only recently passed your test. Just to Julia's point, is there much focus around that, or, you know, using Google Maps, or not even just Google Maps, but
In the testing situation and in the learning situation?
In the learning, I suppose.
Oh, no, definitely not. Like, there was a lot of emphasis on just sort of being able to, like, you know, listen to where the guy is directing you to go to. But I mean, a big thing that I've been learning so far is that unless you're an actual local and you've been at the driving for a really long time, you're going to be lost and you're fumbling with the Google Maps. And I find that, like, multiple times I've had to pull over as safely as I can just to get the maps to reorient or be, you know, careful. And that means having to use the screen on the thing. I'm too scared to do it while I'm driving. I have to pull over, but the screen isn't tactile enough. It's, you know, it's not responsive enough. And so sometimes it gets really bright and it's unbright and you can't see it, especially when you're going in and out of the tunnel. And so the screen, like, it's valuable in the sense that I need to know where I'm going, but I haven't had any sort of formal training in how to be able to manipulate that while paying attention to the road. So I pull in. I'm made for somewhere, it's not good.
Listener says, more motorcycle Gardaí, that's what's needed on all of the major routes. Just even their presence would deter motorists. Also, an instant ban as well as fines. Says, it's fairly harsh from this texter. Peter in Dublin says, I came across a number of people driving like maniacs in the last couple of weeks, and this was on the N3 going into Dublin. I think there'll always be a minority of people who believe they're invisible and the rules don't apply to them. I always keep well away from them, well, as far as I possibly can. Michael is on the line. Michael, I believe you're a truck driver. Do you think this new approach from the guards is the right method?
It's very hard to distinguish, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. I just seen one of the clips this morning, one of the other media outlets had it up online, and it showed, you might have seen yourself, that the two guards were in a truck. And they were driving along, I think it was M50, I recognised it. And one of the guards in the passenger seat actually indicated to a truck driver, he was looking at him if he was wearing his seatbelt. And I just, for the moment, I couldn't believe what I was watching, because he indicated the truck driver to see, was he wearing his seatbelt? And the truck driver had to take his eyes off the road to look at the truck driving beside him and indicate the guard that he was wearing his seatbelt. So you had a lapse of maybe just 15 seconds where the truck driver wasn't watching the road, the guard was looking for an indication, and road safety completely went out of the equation altogether. And my point is, if they want to enforce road safety, enforce it, but don't distract drivers while they're doing it themselves. There was no problem in him if he was unsure of the guard in question. If he wasn't sure that he could have pulled him in, yeah, make sure he's okay, that's okay, everyone go on their way. I think it was an absolute solid screen.
I haven't seen that particular video now. I did see some of them, all right, but can't comment on that one in particular, Michael. But the idea of having the kind of, well, you're in a truck, so something similar to the size you're in, unmarked, driving alongside other vehicles on the likes of the M50. Do you think it'll work?
I think it won't be a bad thing anyway, because I know myself, I'm on it on a daily basis. On every other road in the country, careless driving, especially early in the morning and come 4:30 or 5:00 in the evening, people are rushing, trying to get home, they're trying to go to work in the morning. The driving is absolutely crazy. And the number one, more than anything else, is the mobile phone. I see it 1,000 times a day, cars, and I'm not just saying it because I'm a truck driver. There's plenty of truck drivers there too before people start coming on and saying, oh, well, he's backing up this and that, backing up the other. But the mobile phone is deadly. And that is why there are so many accidents every single day on that stretch of road. And it's getting worse every single day.
And do you see people, are they holding the phone up to their ear, Michael, while they're driving? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, and what I see in the last, and fellow colleagues of mine have commented on as well, nearly since COVID, is the amount of people that's doing video calls instead of actually holding the phone up to their, they have it in a phone holder. Or what I see a lot of is, if you can imagine driving in front of you where your clocks are, your speed, on the screen in front of your steering wheel, they leave the phone there and they're on a video call and they're looking down. I don't know why you can get the need to do a video call while you're driving the car. It's absolutely crazy stuff.
And so they're on a Zoom call, like?
On a Zoom call, on FaceTime, whatever you call it. I see that more and more and more every single day. So I do. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Sure, that couldn't be.
And you can actually see it. I can see a car up 100 yards ahead of me, or I can see 10 cars, and I know exactly what's going on before I even come to it, because they're all on phone. And I can clearly, if you were sitting beside me in the truck in the morning, I could tell you, this car up here or that car in the right-hand lane, he's on the phone, because he'll be swerving left to right, and the next thing he might be in the fast lane on the M50, and he could be coming up to a junction, and oh, he realises then, I need to get off at the next junction, and it's literally a 10-second swipe, he's gone across 3 lanes into the slip road, and the next thing is chaos. Cars are braking, cars are going left, cars are going right, people are just not awake anymore on the road. And it's all because of a mobile phone. And as I said, I'm a truck driver and I see truck drivers doing it too. And they should be ashamed of themselves.
It's funny you mentioned that. Text in from Mark, actually, just on that, on people, using their phone. I'm starting to notice an increase in people wearing over-the-ear headphones while driving. So dangerous. The whole thing's typical. This is a text in just from Mark. What about you, Ger? Do you think this new Garda Laoghaire is the right move?
Well, it's a step in the right direction, because they're happy with it's happening in other countries, and they're happy with what they detected so far. But the only thing I would say to you, honestly, is the guard driving a truck, has he completed his CPC courses? Has he got a D license? Has he got his check-out card? You know what I mean?
The guards, I presume they have. Should they have to do driving? Sure, some of them aren't even allowed to turn on the lights in the squad car. So I presume if you're the guard driving this lorry, you'll have to have a special licence or something to do that.
Well, I'll have any CPC courses. That's a bit of a money racket. And his check-out card, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I assume that have all of that, probably they'd have to have that turn in order. But do you think the idea of this, it's definitely a step in the right direction, Ger?
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction. They're happy with the numbers they've detected so far, and it works well in other countries. You know, so just roll the truck here and roll the truck there, and it's working with them, and and it might deter people in future. You know what I mean? Because the abuse of mobile phones now is getting ridiculous. I have a hands-free kit, you know what I mean? It even tells me on my dash what speed I should be doing in certain areas, you know what I mean? So cars are modern. Mm-hmm. There's no need for the using a phone or taking mobile phone calls or, you know, on video calls. Yeah. That's totally off the wall stuff, you know?
Lived in Melbourne, says this texter, for a while. Undercover speed cars everywhere. Breathalyzed on a regular basis. Cameras on traffic lights. Guards everywhere in urban and rural parts. And in Sydney, you'd plainclothes guards at traffic lights catching people, picking up their phones while waiting for traffic lights to change. We are so far behind, says this listener. What about you, Martin? Do you agree with this new approach from the guards? Martin with us? No, Martin's gone, is he? I'll try and get Martin back in a few moments' time. Another texter says, as a truck driver, after viewing some of the videos on the new unmarked truck, I'm shocked by some of the footage. That's actually a text that had come in there too. Another listener again talking about the incidents and the things that they see when they're out and about driving. I think absolutely we need an approach like this. Another listener just asks the question today. Why are they just having this Operation Umper, this unmarked Garda lorry, this Scania truck? Is it only going to be on some of the main routes? Why can't they have it in all roads? We should never know where it's going to be. It should be just out and about all the time. And how many of them are we going to have? That I don't know. Another texter, people giving out about the lorry need to remember a couple of things. The UK have been doing this for about a decade. So this is the guards just catching up now on what is the norm in other European countries. The guards have a statutory exemption from the road traffic law in order to carry out their jobs. Can you imagine a speeder getting away because the guards had to do the limit? Typical Irish attitude, giving out about the guards for incentives and then giving out about them for not doing enough. They're damned if they do and damned if they don't. It's a fair point, says this listener. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. The Garda lorry, is it a good or a bad idea, or should we have taken a more radical approach? We want to hear your thoughts. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.